Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today, we're going back to the arcade, or at least to the Google Play Store, as I'm here to sit down and to review a handful of mobile fighting games. Here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. Back in, late January, early February, I think it may have been late January, I did an episode like this with mobile survival horror games. It's a genre of games I haven't really spent too much time with, and just out of ease and simplicity, I was like, yeah, I'm going to find a handful of mobile games and just try them out, and not only give a game review, as this is part of the Going to the Arcade series for this year, but also trying to find the combat lesson that this game is teaching us. You know, like, a big part of survival horror is survival. You might also use the word self-defense or being a prepper or that kind of a thing. So just kind of looking at, like, okay, so given this ridiculous situation that probably won't actually happen in the real world, but regardless, in this kind of scenario, so what would be the lesson for self-defense that this game is teaching? Doing that again here today, but this time more in the lane of what would come up on a martial art pop culture podcast, looking at fighting games that are on mobile. And just like last time, I've got four games for us here today. One I feel very strongly, positively about. Overall, I will say,
fight.
Before we get too far into the nitty-gritty of this episode, overall, I would say my gaming experience was more positive than last time. Last time, due in part to the fact that two of the games I played were just kind of like those, like, cheap app games that don't really have much substance to it. Like, the pendulum swung pretty hard. It was like two games that I was like, ah, man, this is not great. And then one game that I just was bad at. It was Hello Neighbor. I was terrible at it. And even you can go on the Studio 219 YouTube channel and watch me be awful at it. And then, like, the really good Resident Evil mobile game. This time is a little bit different. Overall, I would say all four games that I played, I enjoyed and were very good quality. If I was to pick a game that was, like, what was the best, like, game, not game experience, but, like, the best, like, graphically, what was the best game, it would be hard for me to determine, because all of these games do look really good. None of these are, like, cheaply made app games. These are all pretty good visually. They're all very good, and three of the four are games that you will recognize, IPs that you will recognize immediately. Let's get started then. As we get into the world of mobile fighting games, let's start off with the game that I did not know, that is not a major IP, and that is the game Vector. Both times I went to my app store to look for games. For the first game, for the first episode, the survival horror games, and then for this one of mobile fighting games, Vector came up both times as I was doing various searches to try and find games. This game came up both times, and I am excited to report to you all that Vector is not a survival horror game or a fighting game. It's neither. If I had to pick one, I would say I guess it falls a little bit more towards the survival side of things, because there is no, like, combat elements within this game. You are on the run. I'll explain the basic game mechanics here, or whatever, here in a second. But, like, it did come up both, and since it popped back up when I was looking for fighting games, I was like, okay, fine, let's just do this and just see which one is it. And it's really neither. If I had to pick a side, like I said, it's probably more of a survival game than a fighting game because there is no combat in this game. So in this game, you are playing as Vector, or at least I'm assuming that's the character's name. And you are on the run from another guy who is chasing you down, trying to capture and then tase you. Like I said, it leans a little bit more survival because you are on the run from something. And not only are you on the run, this isn't just like Subway Surfers or something like that. No, you are parkouring your way through this linear side-scrolling course. So for the bulk of the game, you are tapping the screen to activate different vaults, dives. I think there may have been some kind of like zip line thing to go down at some point. So yes, we have another game that is having some form of parkour elements in it. This came up in the survival horror game with whatever app game I was playing, where there was just like hordes of these monsters and zombies coming after you, and you had very basic parkour, tic-tac, dive roll kind of skills to help you get around and survive various waves. In that episode, I did incorrectly say that I at some point need to play Dying Light, and inaccurately said I need to try to play Dead by Daylight, and what I meant was Dying Light. Dying Light is this like survival zombie game that has parkour elements and warrior elements in it, and it you actually have to do actual things. You have to input combinations in order to do the different skills, because once again, this is another app game with parkour in it, and I'm incredibly bored. Like, maybe visually, like I said, all of these games this round, great to look at, love, they put some time into this game. It runs really well. That as a game, I have actually nothing really bad to say about it. I think it is worth checking out if you like the kind of like side scrolling. Again, there is no combat in this game. That's like the one thing I wish, if it's going to come up when I search for fighting games, I wish there could be some like counter element where if you are about to get captured, you can put in like a tap combination, swipe combination that pulls out some like cheat 720, some like trick kick, so that way you can knock the guy away and continue down the map before you get captured. But not, that doesn't happen. But it's still, it's an enjoyable game. But if mobile doesn't seem to be the avenue to which you could play a game with parkour in it that feels like you're actually doing something, like I want to like have to do. Like I said, I want to input things so that way I can actually do the different techniques. Or even if it's just like up is this, down is this, A is this, B is this. Like, even if, you know, I want more than just tap the screen at the right time. But maybe mobile's just not the right place to play a parkour game. And there are, like I said, Dying Light as an example of like a game that does actually have some inputs so that way you're doing some parkour ninja warrior type stuff. Is it a bad game? No, it's actually not a bad game. Is it just not what I'm looking for? That would be it. It's just not exactly what I'm looking for. I don't think it's a fighting game. I wish it had those counter elements like I described. I think that would help a little bit. Even if it was just like repeatedly tapping the screen a bunch in order to like charge up a counter kick attack. Like just something is just missing like a dash of something that would make a person like me really enjoy the game. And obviously from the fighting standpoint, is parkour something that could really help you in a combative situation? If you are being chased down by someone who's trying to tase you, could parkour really help you? And if this is a movie scenario, then the answer is obviously yes, because Jackie Chan has built his entire career off of it. In a legitimate self-defense environment, I think within reason, there are some parkour skills that could help an individual. I don't think you need to back handspring your way away, handspring away from bad guys, but knowing how to safely tuck and roll, know some basic, like how to scale or get yourself over an object, like a basic safety vault or speed vault, just something real simple. Even maybe like a tic-tac or learning how to land on your feet or land in a slap out. So that way you're just reducing the risk of personal injury while you're trying to escape. Parkour is really cool. Warrior is really cool because it does, like I said, in the survival horror episode, it does just open up avenues for you to be able to travel that is more than just staying on the ground or, you know, puts obstacles in a way that could help you. Is it like a mandatory thing that you should train in for self-defense purposes? No, there's other things you should probably learn first, definitely learn first. But I do think that basic rolls and basic vaults could help you a lot. Trick kicks, on the other hand, it's good for the movies, but I'm not going to endorse using a 720 to attack a guy who's trying to shoot you. That's a bad idea. Now, the next game I want to talk about wasn't necessarily a bad idea, but it certainly was the most disappointing game that I played. And that was Mortal Kombat for mobile. Yes, I have made it very clear that I really like Mortal Kombat, that Mortal Kombat is my preferred of the beat-em-up games. This was not good. I did not enjoy this. Again, not for a lack of visuals. It looks great. And apparently this is a mobile version of Mortal Kombat 10. For those of you trying to keep up with the timeline, this is a mobile version of Mortal Kombat 10. I don't know if that technically makes it a port since it's being taken from the format to mobile. I guess so. Or if it's just a reimagining. I think the next game up could be labeled a port. But this one, not great. And it's a little bit more than just a, oh, this is just not what I want. In Mortal Kombat for mobile, you fight in a team of three, so it's a trios match. I had Reptile and Scorpion on my team, and someone else, I don't remember, like a filler character, I don't remember who my third was now. But you fight as a team of three, knocking out trying to be the team that survives a three-on-three matchup, okay? There's a ton to unlock. There's even more that you can pay to unlock, upgrades, additional characters, the whole bit, special events, the whole bit. There's a lot there, and it's a lot of pay to play. Like, you could dump a lot of money into this game, but button mashers already have a bad reputation within certain areas or from certain gamers for just being like mindless, like tap, 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 tapping. Yeah, this game really doesn't help those charges whatsoever. To play Mortal Kombat on mobile, you're literally just tapping the screen. Tap, 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 tap. That's it. You tap your opponent and stuff happens. I could not figure out for the life of me if it really mattered how many times I tapped it, where I tapped it, or if it was all just random, how the attacks would work. There had to be some combination thing, because every once in a while, an arrow pointing up, down, left, right would pop up on the screen, and if you swiped some, not like finisher move, but like using the wrestling mentality, like a signature move would pop up, like a reverse back kick or a sword strike, that kind of thing. But if there was any kind of like, if you tap here or double tap here, this will happen, or you punch if you do this, for the life of me, I could not figure that out. Also, you could not move your character at all. It was all just done for you, advancing and retreating. So yeah, it was very boring. For a Mortal Kombat game, it was really boring. And on top of that, there was like no fatalities. You weren't like, you know, ripping out spines or decapitating people or punching holes in people. Like, it, all the things that you play Mortal Kombat for doesn't happen in the mobile game, or at least from the amount of time I put into it, which I did put like a couple hours into the game to give it a really a fair go, because I like Mortal Kombat and I wanted to like this game. Yeah, this was just a really big letdown. I guess if you're just like obsessed with Mortal Kombat and you want some Mortal Kombat on the go, go for it. It, like I said, it looks and plays great, but it was just a massive disappointment. What's the big combat lesson from Mortal Kombat on mobile? The very simple lesson of having more people on your side certainly does help, because it is one of those games where like you can swap out. You don't have to wait until your character is defeated to swap them for the next, your like tag team partner to come out. You can swap in and out to like help you if you think like someone else would be better for who you're fighting with at the moment. So, or to give your person some, your other person some time to recover. So yeah, like having people on your side obviously helps out in a scrap. Again, just ask Jackie Chan, because him, Sammo Hung, and Yuen Biao made a bunch of movies together there in the, what was that, like the 80s? I think it was like late 70s through the mid 80s. They were doing a ton of films together, like hanging out with your crew, either for training or for you know, a barroom blitz. Like that could definitely help you out. What Mortal Kombat character would you want on your side in a bar fight? If something was to go down, who are you like, oh yeah, this is, for some reason, Kung Lao is the one who immediately comes to mind. Maybe it's the hat. Like that, he's taking off the tops of bottles. Like, I think that could really, for some reason, he's the one who comes immediately to mind. Yeah. Let me know in the comments, what Mortal Kombat character do you want in a bar fight? So like I said, this game doesn't really fight the allegations that like fighting games, it's just mindless button mashing. And I know what you're thinking, Brandon, it's a mobile game. What did you expect? There to be like a, almost like a tiny controller that pops up on the screen when you were ready to, when it was time to fight your opponents? Like, what did you expect? Well, apparently that does exist, because you could just play Street Fighter 4 CE. Seriously, Street Fighter 4 CE, which stands for Champion Edition, is a port of Street Fighter 4. And when you start your round, in the lower left, there's up, down, left, right. And on your lower right, there's a little ABC pad, like you've ABCD pad. Yeah, and you can actually input things. You can move your character. Big thing here, folks. You can move the character around, left, right, jump, crouch. There's different block. There's one for block. There's punch, kick. You could do combinations. You can unlock, you know, your Hadouken, like the whole bit. And it was by way of fighting games that I did for this episode. This is the purest fighting game. And if you're going to download a mobile game to have a fighting game experience, this is the winner. There's one more game I want to talk about that was still my favorite, but this was the one that, if you want a pure fighting game experience, Mortal Kombat 4 CE, excuse me, Street Fighter 4 CE is the way to go. Like, you actually, it's like playing an arcade game on your phone, because it actually has a little thing there that you could do combinations with. From playing this game, and also from something else that I'm working on for a future episode, been playing a lot of Street Fighter lately. More on that in the future, once we get closer to the new Street Fighter movie. But as I've been playing more Street Fighter, I've begun to realize that of all characters, M. Bison is my guy. Like, when I play Street Fighter, I have to play as Ryu, and I have to play as Chun-Li. Don't at me. Like, I have to do some things that are like, okay, I'm playing the game, I gotta experience it this way. But then when I start fiddling around with other characters, usually M. Bison is, like, my guy for these. Any kind of character who has, like, I can't think of the one character's name right now. But he does, like, well, Guile does, like, the suplex, or the German suplex, I should say. And then, I can't think of the other character's name, but he does, like, a series of pile drivers. Like, any of those kind of characters that starts pulling out, like, the big pro wrestling moves, those are the ones I gravitate towards more than, like, the whatever that ridiculous Ryu spinning hurricane kick thing that he does. Super cool looking. I know some trickers are starting to figure out how to do it. Proud of you guys. But like, yeah, any of these, like, more of the, like, villain characters who are doing, like, big, like, pro wrestling suplexes, they're the ones who are starting to click for me when I play Street Fighter. So we're almost out of time, but I got one more game to talk about. Use your words correctly. You're almost out of time, Brandon. So for the best pure fighting game experience on mobile, Street Fighter 4 Champion Edition. Okay, go check that out. My favorite game, though, that took what Mortal Kombat Mobile was trying to do and perfects it 1,000%, Power Rangers Legacy War. This was my favorite game that I played. It has a similar structure to the Mortal Kombat game where it's a 3-on-3 matchup and you're actually not inputting anything to do specific techniques. At the same time, though, one of the big differences that makes this game so much better and so much more fun is the fact that you have, like, a stamina meter bar thing, and you have a series of attacks that you can do, and they're all worth so many stamina points. So it becomes more of a strategy game than a fighting game. In the fact that instead of doing, you know, AA up, B, whatever, like up, up, down, down kind of thing, you're trying to make sure you don't run out of stamina so that way you're not, like, just standing there blocking these big attacks from your opponents and that you're using good attacks to wear down your opponent. It's more of a thinking game, and I really like it for that. Plus, as opposed to the Mortal Kombat game where it was like all three characters basically do the same thing. You have a lead in Power Rangers Legacy War. You have a lead and you have two supports. And your lead basically functions as a typical fighting character, kicks, punches, the whole bit. Your supporting characters, though, they are swapped in to do a big attack and then retreat back. You get one health bar and one stamina bar to share between all three of you. But basically, your lead does the main combat, and then you switch out your different supports. They come in and do some big attack to try and, like, level the playing field kind of thing. And the big combat lesson from all of this was the fact, for me at least, what worked the best was learn a range weapon. Because for the supports, there's, like, two different kinds of attacks. There's the kinds of characters who do, like, some big beast, you know, pick up and throw, super attack, super kick it attack thing. And then there was Kimmy with her bow and arrow, and that's all I wanted. Like, the ones who had, like, blasters or, you know, some kind of, like, shooting from a distance, the attack could still potentially miss or be blocked or countered, but I always had a higher percentage of success in landing the attack when it was a range weapon versus calling in one of the characters that did, like, some attack combination kicks and punches. Also, for those of you who are like, but I really like Street Fighter, hey, you can unlock Street Fighter characters in this game that already has a ton of characters to unlock. It's like every Power Ranger character ever is available in this game, it would appear. Like, whether it's the original Mighty Morphin or the spinoff, it's Legacy, the one movie spinoff, like, it's Legacy Wars. It's all of the available characters. You can have villains on your squad. Like, it was, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, because of the whole, like, strategy element, like, that definitely made the gaming experience better for me and was certainly an improvement from the Mortal Kombat mobile game. So again, the best pure fighting game mobile experience I had was Street Fighter 4 CE. The best game I played of these four games, however, was Power Rangers Legacy War. So take that for what it's worth. I would definitely recommend playing both, but just depending on the kind of person, or IP, even IP wise, I guess it doesn't matter, but depending on the kind of person you are, you know, take that for what it's worth. I ain't being paid for to endorse any of these games, so do what you want with that. But that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts, and pass this episode along to a friend. And check out the other shows here on the Anazao Podcast Network, like Why I Don't Like, Systematic Geekology, and my sister show, My Seminary Life. You can follow the show on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party, and on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza PRTY, where you can get a review of the movie before the episode comes out. And yeah, check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219. There should be a play of me doing one of these games. I think it might be the Power Rangers Legacy Wars. So that way you can see just how fun it is. And if you are watching this, please hit that subscribe button to stay up to date on all thing on all my video content over there. And yeah, this has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I've delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.